Hey everyone, and welcome back to ADHD But Make It Spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, this topic hits close to home. We're diving deep into something super powerful. Embracing your inner wisdom. Ever feel like you have all these brilliant ideas swirling around in your head, but they just vanish before you can grab them? You know that feeling when your intuition whispers something important, but your brain screams out, well, guess what? That voice inside you, the one that feels both chaotic and incredibly insightful, it's your inner wisdom. And learning to listen to it can change everything. Think about it. Our ADHD brains are wired differently. We process information in unique ways, we see connections others miss, and we often have this incredible capacity for creativity and innovation. But here's the thing, sometimes those amazing gifts get overshadowed by that pesky inner critic or the constant barrage of distractions in the outside world. It's like trying to hear a whisper in a hurricane. That's where embracing your inner wisdom comes in. It's about creating space for that quiet voice, tuning out the noise, and learning to trust the guidance it offers. And trust me, it's not some mystical, far-off concept. It's about practical steps you can take every single day to connect with your intuition and use it to navigate life with more clarity, purpose, and joy. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Meditation is your BFF. I know, another mindfulness buzzword, but hear me out. Even just a few minutes of daily meditation can work wonders for quieting your mental chatter and creating space for the inner voice to emerge. Think of it like decluttering your mind, the less mental noise, the easier it is to hear those subtle whispers of wisdom. You don't need fancy cushions or chanting mantras, just find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Start small, be patient with yourself, and you'll be amazed at what you discover. 2. Embrace journaling as your soul search partner. Ever have those aha moments where something clicks into place? Jot them down. Don't dismiss those fleeting thoughts or intuitive nudges, write them down. Journaling is like a conversation with your soul. It's a way to process your experiences, reflect on your values, and uncover patterns that might be guiding you without you even realizing it. 3. Body awareness is key. Our bodies are incredible instruments of wisdom. They hold so much information about what we need physically, emotionally, and energetically. Pay attention to those subtle cues. That nagging tension in your shoulders. The feeling of restlessness when certain task arises. These are messages from your body that deserve your attention. Take time each day to check in with yourself. How do you feel? Where are you holding tension? What sensations are present? This practice can help you understand your needs better and make choices that align with your true self. 4. Trust your gut. That feeling in your stomach when something just doesn't feel right, it's not just a random sensation. It's your intuition speaking. Learn to trust those gut instincts. When you're making decisions, big or small, take a moment to pause and check in with that inner compass. Sometimes the most logical answer isn't always the best one for your soul. 5. Be kind to yourself always. Remember, this journey is about self-discovery, not perfection. There will be times when you doubt yourself, get distracted, or feel like you're taking 2 steps forward and 1 step back. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and keep practicing. The more you nurture your inner wisdom, the stronger it becomes. Okay, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Picture this. You're at work, facing a deadline on a project that feels overwhelming. Your mind is racing, anxiety is creeping in, and you're tempted to just push through without taking a break. But then something inside you whispers, take a walk outside. Now, logic might tell you to power through those emails, but your intuition is nudging you toward self-care. You take a walk, feel the sunshine on your face, and suddenly ideas start flowing again. See what I mean? Your inner wisdom knows when you need a break, when you need to shift gears, or even when a new approach might be more effective. It's like having an invisible guide who wants the best for you. So, my friends, remember this. Your ADHD brain is a powerful gift. Embrace its unique energy, tap into that inner wisdom, and watch your life transform. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on embracing your inner wisdom in the comments below or send me a message. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of spiritual inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.